You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Athlete from Geneva has always had to live up to. You know him, you love him. His name is Brian Anderson, and he is on the Make It Right Call Kyle Wright hotline. Hi, Brian.
What's up, EA?
Hello, gentlemen. First of all, you introduced me as the color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays. Am I?
Yes.
Am I? I believe that I am, but I don't think that FanDuel is doing very well right now. So wow. I'm a man without a network.
All right. Well, you are now a part of the Baskin and Phelps network. So does that sound, which pays significantly less.
I am hoping to be the Rays analyst in 2026. We'll see how it turns out.
If not, I'll call you and put you on speakerphone as I watch the game.
Here's an idea. Just take your cell phone and just do, just put it out there on the web and you can just do the games that way.
Yeah. Why not? Everybody else is, right? Yeah, no, that's how you do it. Straight to consumer. Direct to consumer.
That's correct. We're not. I mean, not that I want to talk about your future, but you've got me concerned about your job. Maybe we can find you a spot up here. You know.
Well, here's what I know is it was reported yesterday that the nine Major League Baseball teams that were left under contract with FanDuel have all exited their contracts. So I don't know exactly what that means. But that's the next move. And I'm not sure if it's, if it's positioning for, who knows what it is. I just know that was reported yesterday. And so, moving forward, we'll just keep our ear to the ground and see what happens, see how it turns out.
So just between me and you, make sure you get that last invoice in there. Just saying. Just make sure you get that.
Thankfully, it's not a job where you get paid year round. It's just for the season. So that last invoice went out at the beginning of October. So that's all been fulfilled. So we're good for now.
Well, and hopefully it's like everywhere else, because it seems like everyone else who's gotten away from the RSNs, the regional sports networks, all that stuff has kept everyone and has just had Major League Baseball running it. So I'm pulling for you on that regard. It seems to be the pattern.
What does the future of baseball look like on TV then? What do you think? You're sitting in the middle.
I don't know. I do know that Major League Baseball would like to really have control of all of the regionals to be able to then put a package out there and be able to sell it to the country, to everybody out there. I think where that becomes very challenging is you think about the Yankees with the Yes Network. They're not giving that up. Boston Red Sox with NESN, they're not giving that up. The Dodgers, they're not giving up their network. So, and if you don't have those teams, what kind of package are you going to be able to put together that's going to elicit, the country to want to buy in? So it's going to be interesting to see how this all unfolds, what happens with the regional sports networks and how that develops and it's just, it's going to be an ever-changing landscape, I think, here in the short term. What will be very interesting is the collective bargaining agreement between the Major League Baseball Players Association and management and the owners is up after the 2026 season. And, you know, by everything that I have heard is that has a chance to be a very contentious negotiation. And it's a real possibility that there could potentially be games missed in 2027. You know, who knows? I do know that this CBA, I think Rob Manfred, it might be his final one. So he's going to obviously want to get the best deal that he possibly can for the owners. The players are going to push back on everything that the owners want. It's going to be, you know, a really interesting negotiation. But then when that wraps up and that CBA is finally agreed to, then what happens with the TV? I think that that's going to play into it too. So, you know, 2026 right now up in the air. Don't know how that's going to look. Don't know who we're going to be working for. And 2027 could be a completely different landscape, and I think it'll all tie together when that CBA finally gets agreed to after this upcoming season.
Did you see some of Rob Manfred's comments that he had? I think it was up in Boston for sure, where he was saying they're thinking about either a free agency like end date where free agency ends this day.
How does that work?
That seemed ridiculous.
Well, I think what they're trying to do is, you know, think about like NFL free agency, NBA. You have the, when free agency opens, deals are getting done. Boom, boom, boom. People have been talking. The frameworks have been put into place. And all of a sudden, these deals come to fruition. And there's a lot of buzz and, you know, a lot of news that comes out. And your league stays relevant. With Major League Baseball, you file for free agency, you still have some really marquee players that are out there, and spring training starts in a month. And so it's so spread out, and there's just not a lot of news that comes out. You know, you try to drum up some news at the winter meetings, which is usually first, second week of December, and maybe there's a couple of guys that sign during that time frame, but then it gets really, really quiet until just before spring training, as the players look to kind of leverage and get the best possible deal, get as many teams as involved in the negotiations as possible to try to drive up their price. And it's very, very spread out, and it just leads to a lot of dead time for Major League Baseball. And I think they want a little bit more excitement. They want a little bit more action. So if you put an end date on it, well, you know what? The deals have to get done. And I think that's something else that the players will push back against, because, again, time is a player's friend. You keep going, and especially if you're a marquee free agent. Some of the smaller free agents, they're going to sign with, you know, the first team that gives them an opportunity to play at the big league level. Your bigger marquee free agents, if they don't get blown away right out of the gate, they just sit in long play. Long play, long play, and that's what I think Manfred wants to get away from, and I don't think that the players at this point do.
Let me throw this one at you. Rob Manfred was talking to our sister station in New York, WFAN, and just said he'd like to realign. First of all, I'd like to get to 32 teams, and that now all of a sudden you're looking at what the NFL standings would look like with, you know, geographical lines, eight divisions, mm-hmm. and four. What do you think of that?
You know what? There has been so much change in Major League Baseball. I think that's inevitable. So it really doesn't matter what I think about that. That's just going to become the reality. And the old divisions are going to go away, and it's going to be regional. It's going to help cut down on, you know, on travel. I think that that's something that they want to do, but that's the model. That is the model. That's what they're going to, that's what they're going to end up implementing at some point. And, you know, and then you'll embrace that. That's just the way that it goes. It's not the old school, you know, Major League Baseball that we grew up with, where there were, you know, two divisions, you know, and it's changed, and it's continued to change. And, you know, with Milwaukee going from the American League to the National League, and, you know, all the different changes that have happened over the years, that's just the next inevitability. And I think that it'll be, you know, the baseball purists at first aren't going to like it. And then you're going to have a couple of seasons, and that's going to become the norm, and everybody's going to accept it and move on.
The best friend of the show, Brian Anderson, joining us on the hotline. All right, BA, Browns have moved on from Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
You know, they're mixed. They're mixed because, you know, I think you never know what is happening behind the scenes. You know, you just don't know what is happening in that locker room. Does he still have the ear of the players? You know, all of the above. What you can tell is what kind of effort are these guys playing with towards the end of the season, because you have seen NFL teams like basically tune out the head coach in a lost season, and the play, you know, depicts that. But I thought that, you know, the end of the season, outside of that clunker against the Bears, that the Browns were playing their guts out right down to the final whistle, you know, beating the Steelers, you know, beating the Bengals, and playing very hard for him. So that tells me that these guys still respected him, played hard for him. You know, maybe some of it's playing hard for themselves to make sure that the tape looks good so they have a job next year. However, you know, that's the one indicator that a guy still has the locker room, is that how hard they play for him in a lost season at the end of the year. And I thought that the Browns played their tails off, that tight game against Buffalo, beating the Steelers, beating the Bengals, and then all of a sudden the decision is made to move on from Kevin Stefanski. I think two things make me nervous. Number one, when you fire Kevin Stefanski and immediately every, you know, genius pundit out there is like, this guy is going to be one of the hot names on the market. Is that what you want? You want to get rid of the guy that everybody else may want and has already had apparently a very good interview with the Giants, and you know it's just going to go from there. So when you're cutting loose a guy that people are going to line up for to potentially hire, you know, that's a red flag. And number two, now that he has moved on and you look at all of the openings, where's the Cleveland Brown opening in the pecking order? Who's going to want to come? You know, you have a great defense and a lot of really good young players from last year's draft. But you look at what you're going to be inheriting on the offensive side. You don't have a quarterback. You've got a really good running back room, especially if Quinshon Judkins comes back healthy. I really like that Raheem Sanders and Samson. I think that that's a really good room. What do you have as far as an offensive line? You basically have to rebuild the entire offensive line. So you're down a quarterback. You're down an O-line. You've got a wide receiver room that doesn't scare anybody. You've got a really good tight end in Fannin, and you've got a good running backs room. Is that enticing enough? I mean, who's going to want that job?
So do you think the Browns need to hop on, be one of the first teams to hire? Or are they going to, if they're not, are they going to end up being the last?
Well, I think that – who are you going to jump out there? Who's going to make that decision and jump to the Browns first? It's not going to be one of the established guys that everybody is scrambling after. It's not going to be that guy. So it's going to be either someone that you have that you think is a diamond in the rough, you know, coordinator. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know where, when you look at the pecking order of teams that have head coaching availability, I would venture a guess that the Browns are probably near the bottom of that list. As far as, you know, so that you have that, and then you also have, you know, the Stefanski, who's going to go, you know, somewhere, and do we all cringe in thinking that he goes somewhere else, and all of a sudden that team, you know,
goes to the Super Bowl or ends up deep in the playoffs? I'll say it.
Yeah, right. I know. I think that that's, you know, and all those things I'm sure were taken into account when the decision was made. But I, like I said, I think that's a red flag, and I just wonder how appealing the Browns' job is. On the defensive side, yeah, there's a lot to like there. On the offensive side, boy, you've got a complete rebuild going on.
B.A., how important, and I want the former athlete side of you to kick in here. Describe to me what it's like being in a locker room with a quote-unquote leader of men, and does that really matter?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt.
Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
As far as a coach goes?
Right, as far as coach, because everybody uses that term of leader of men, and every time I hear it, I like need the waste paper basket. Like, it just does me in.
No, you know what, though? I do think, leader of men is a cliche that, you know, we probably could all do without. However, there's a respect level that you have for certain coaches, you know, managers, head coach, whatever it may be, a guy that you know has your back, a guy that you know has taken time to get to know you away from the field. You're not just a number to him. You're not just a last name. This guy cares about you. He cares about his players. He cares about them professionally and personally. Those are the kind of guys I think are being described as leaders of men. It's not just about the X's and O's. It's about the human beings and getting to know them. And I think that that's what makes those kind of coaches special. And guys really, really want to just lay it all on the line for him because this guy cares about me. It's not just my production. It's not just what I'm going to do on the field. Yeah, that's real important. And that's why we're here. And that's why we're getting paid. But he cares about me as a human being. That's where you take that next step as a coach or a manager.
Do you think you can find that in a job interview, whether it's via Zoom or via in person? Can you tell that in a coach, do you think, quickly enough in a job interview?
You know, I don't know if you can tell it in the job interview itself, but you certainly do your background. You know, you get to know this guy. You get to know the people that have been around him, that have worked with him. What kind of guy is he? What does he prioritize? What is important to him? I think that the entire picture can start to come together by doing all of that. I don't think sitting down or having dinner or spending a day at a facility with the decision makers is necessarily going to tell you all of that, but all of your background work that you should be doing on these potential head coaches on top of that interview, I think that it can start to come into focus on if this guy is going to fit the bill and if he's that kind of coach.
BA, do you have a favorite, or if you don't, can you give me the prototype that you're looking for?
Go Mary Poppins on me. Help us build a nanny.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I want somebody. You know, I would hope that you could get someone that is offensive minded, that's creative. You know, that you think about what Ben Johnson, you know, did, you know, in his gig this year, a guy like that you can earmark, that I think it's going to be focused on the offensive side of things. And then a good delegator of authority and a guy that's not afraid to surround himself with high quality, high profile coaches. You know what I mean? And then delegate, let these guys do their job. Don't meddle. Don't, you know, you have to, you know, just be a micromanager. Just hire great coaches and great people, surround yourself with them, and then let them go do their job. I think that's the guy that you have to get. I think it's tough when you're a head coach in the NFL with all the responsibilities that come with that, and then you also want to be a play caller. And that's exactly what Kevin Stefanski was, although he gave it up, you know, midway through the season or whenever it was, the last 2 years. I think it's just too hard to be that CEO that controls everything. And then, oh, by the way, I'm going to call plays too. So, you know, have a great offensive coordinator or someone who you trust and someone whose system that's what you want to run. Same thing with the defensive side of the ball. And I think that's what happened in Cleveland. I think that Stefanski told Jim Schwartz, do your thing. Do your thing. You know, you know what you're doing. Go figure out how to shut down those opposing offenses. And he did a pretty outstanding job of doing just that. But a guy who's not afraid to delegate and surround himself with high quality people, he's not insecure, and he wants great people to do a great job for him.
Where are you on Shedeur Sanders? Do you think that's somebody that the Browns should possibly bring back for next season, or are you looking somewhere else for quarterback?
Well, I think that you have to be looking. I think you have to be looking. I think that he showed you enough. There was enough intrigue that you're like, interesting. The overall numbers I know were not great. And I certainly would have liked to have seen him finish the season on a high note. You know, that Bengals defense is awful. It's absolutely awful. And the Browns offense looked awful. And I did not like that. I thought, man, if he could light up Cincinnati or show some really, really good things, okay, maybe he could be a guy. I think you still have to be looking, but maybe he could be that. But just laid an egg in that last game outside of the final drive. Now, obviously, that was the most important drive of the game. But other than that, did not do a whole lot. Made some pretty questionable decisions based on throwing the ball into triple coverage, and you know, should have had an interception or two more. That Cincinnati had, you know, could have had, but he did show some things that intrigued you. But I don't think by any stretch you're saying, okay, we've got our guy. A little bit more development, we've got our guy. It's not anywhere near that for me. I mean, I'm no NFL evaluator, but just watching it, it's not a cut and dry situation. There is intrigue there, but I think that you have to be looking, in other places to upgrade that position for sure.
BA, as always, thank you. We appreciate your time. I know it's past the deadline, but a happy new year to you and to your family. And I hope you have a great year.
Hey, by the way, when is the cutoff for new year?
It's 3 days. Larry David said 3 days.
He said 3 days.
It's 3 days.
You guys are a week and a half in, but I'll take it. Happy new year to you all too.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.